before I even think about drinking. And that spiritual malady is that irritable, restless discontent. I'm irritable, restless discontent. I don't know what to do. Yeah, I know what to do. I don't know what to do. To get me at, and we can't even differentiate the truth from the false. What the heck is he talking about? I know what he's talking about today. The difference is the truth was always within me, and so was the false. The false is my thinking. The main problem of the alcoholic center is mine. So the main problem is my thinking. But I also have the solution, and the solution has always been within me. And they talk about it on page 25. Our Creator has entered into our hearts and lives in a place which is indeed miraculous. So God's within us. And I didn't even know that. So I had the problem, and I was going to fix the problem with the problem, because I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. But I clearly don't know what I'm doing, because I keep going back out drinking. So I had to kind of leave kind of step one and that spiritual malady, that irritable, restless discontent, and the thinking being the main problem. And I needed to get to, if that's the main problem, I need to get to solution. And that's step two. And it says, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. And I always thought the insanity is, and you'll all agree with me, I know you will, is the insanity is doing the same thing over and over, right? Well, you're wrong. That's not the insanity they're talking about in Alcoholics Anonymous. The insanity they're talking about is it talks about the idea, and that's the insanity, is the idea that someday, somehow, we will be able to control and enjoy this drinking is the great obsession to every abnormal drinker. Many pursue it into the gates of insanity or death. That's the insanity, is the idea of you thinking that you can do this, and you can't without this work. So, you know what? I had to get into my heart. I need to live in my heart. My heart always told me the truth. God always told me the truth. That's actually why they wrote the big book. And for two reasons, to enable you to find a power greater than yourself. And the other one is to precisely to show how other alcoholics can achieve sobriety. The main purpose of this book is to show you precisely how we have recovered. It's the main purpose of this book. So I needed God, I needed step two, and then it brought me to step three. And step three, I'm now living in my heart, and step three is a little different because I'm living in my heart, but I'm missing something, and faith is what I needed. Because faith and God are two different things. I can live in my heart. I'm going to be in the church. But it's not going to get me out of those doors. It's not going to get me into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. It's not going to get me anywhere without having faith. So I needed God. I needed faith. Do you know by the time you get to step three, it talks about you are reborn. You know about God by this time. And they talk about a spiritual experience, a psychic change. What happens is we get you out of your head, we get you into your heart, and it's like, oh my goodness, now I can do this. I know why you're all here tonight. The only reason you're here tonight or today, there's only one reason. It's God brought you here. Your heart was louder than your thinking, because you know what my thinking is? I'm going to go out playing outside. I might be, you know, I would rather be watching a movie. But God brought you here. Your heart was louder than your thinking. That's how we all got sober. Then I had to deal with stuff like resentments and fears and sex and harms in step four. And you know why I needed to do this? Because it's clear that I needed to learn that resentments have nothing to do with that person, place, or thing. It's how I respond to it. And I wasn't responding spiritually. I was angry. I was judging people. I get mean. And that's our defects of character. And we kind of get that from our step four. And what I do is I get to use all that stuff that I've learned in step four to move forward. So then I do a five, and then I do a step. Now, remember, by the time we get to step six, it says we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Why do we actually have defects of character? And I'm going to explain it to you from how I've done it over all these 32 years. Is I need these defects of character because God wants me on the other side of it. So if I'm judging you, God wants me not to judge. If I'm being mean to you, God wants me to be kind. That's what we want. And with God's help in a new action, that's step seven. And then our step eight is done, and our step four. And then step nine comes, and you know what? I've heard this over the years many, many times. Is no, you don't do amends to yourself. No, you don't do amends to yourself. Well, clearly you have to make amends to yourself because you're the most important person in this world. I'm the most important person who needs to make amends. And it talks about all people we have harmed. I harmed me more than anybody. And when you can make amends to you, and loving you is the biggest thing that you need in your life. If you've ever wanted forgiveness, the only way you can forgive yourself is to love yourself. Truly, truly loving you is the most important thing in this world. And that's why they wrote the big book. And then when I love me, I can go to you. And I can go, hey, you know what? I was wrong, right? So then it brings us to step 10. And step 10 is done all through the day. And it gives us a few things that we need to do. But you know, at the bottom of step 10, it talks about, what is it? Our job now? Nope. Oh, I just lost the train of thought. But step 10 is done all through the day, which brings us to step 11. And step 11 has 9 questions that I have to ask myself every night. And why I have to ask myself those questions every night is because I go through all the steps, if you look at step 11. And then on the awakening of in the morning is the awakening pause when agitated. And using that pause to live the life I've always wanted to live. So I can walk a free person by doing this work. And step 12 is clearly one of the most important steps for me, is because I want to give this to others. And that's why I've been known as Right On Ron, is I got Right On Ron from the very beginning. Oh, I got 5 minutes. Oh, perfect. I'm glad I went through the steps. Thank God. Because I'm so passionate about Alcoholics Anonymous. And I thought just sitting down with you, reading the big book is enough, but it's not enough because clearly the people do not understand. It's like sitting down with somebody reading Chinese and nothing against Chinese, but I don't understand it. I sit with people and I explain how we live the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous in my life. How do I live this? And the only way you can live it is if you understand it. And that's why I made a website and I help people around the world with the 12 steps. And Zoom made it so much easier because I was phoning people in Russia and helping them with the steps. And you know what I did is one guy in Russia, after I helped him with the steps, he says, Ron, I'm going to set Russia on fire with love and the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And that's what we need to do daily. I'm on fire with love. It talks about standing on the firing line of life and God will keep you unharmed. Like beautiful, beautiful, wonderful quotes they have in the big book. And you might think the first 164 pages, they haven't changed over the years. They haven't. But the 12 steps ends at 103. Let's make that very clear. Step 12 ends at 103 because some people don't have wives to the wives or to the employers. Some people never even work a day in their life, which I don't mind, but the 12 steps end at 103. And I'm passionate about the first 103 pages. And I'm passionate about you loving you and being a productive person in society. You know, it's amazing. The truth is that I lied for so long and I started believing the truth. And it's when I got closer to God and did this work where I got closer to my heart, got closer to God, got closer to the truth, got closer to prayer and the truth. And it's an amazing life, regardless of what's going on in our lives. We can stay sober. We can actually be happy. You are responsible for your happiness. You are responsible for everything and how you respond to it. And I just tell people, let's just respond with love. If you want to make it really easy on your life and a happy, amazing, easy life, let's just respond with love. And I'm telling you, everything will change in your life. So, you know, yes, I'm passionate. And I even went out to get a new microphone because usually I get so passionate, all you hear is garble. So I bought a new microphone yesterday because I'm just so passionate. And it becomes quiet and it becomes louder and louder. And this is how I've been. This is how I've been since I've been sober. How can you not be excited about sobriety? I don't care if you have a day. I don't care if you have 32 years. Every single day of your sobriety counts. Count it and make it count. And with that, I know I'm getting pretty close to my time. And I, you know what? I could talk and talk and talk. And you know, a minute and 42 seconds. Love it. You know, I fell in love with Alcoholics Anonymous. And I have sponsees today. I got a sponsor today. I have sponsees, lots of them. I help people all around the world. If you want help, I will help you. Just go to Right On Ron. If you want some help, if somebody you know wants help, I will help anybody, anywhere, at any time. And you know, the truth today is I can help you. And it's a very simple, I help people, believe it or not, I help people with the 12 steps in 12 hours. And you're thinking, how is that even possible? But it truly is. You know, so what I've done is, you know, I've kind of made a, just a simple website, and with help through thousands of people, I've been able just to help, and I don't charge, of course not. I'm of service, and I'm willing to help each and every one of you and your daughters and your sons and your dads, anybody and your friend. I don't care where in the world you are. Oh, 4 seconds left. So good. Okay, with that, you know what? Thank you for my sobriety, and I can't wait to hear what everybody has to say. Thanks, Mark, for inviting me, and I love you all. Thank you.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
We have Ron up at that.